USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More bad news on the economic front. America's economy contracted more than analysts had expected during the year's first quarter. The U.S. Commerce Department just releasing a report that shows GDP shrank by 4.8% in the year's first 3 months, but analysts were expecting a drop of 3.5%. In any case, it's the first negative GDP reading since a 1.1% decline in the first quarter of 2014. Hopeful news from President Trump, who said last evening that experts believe the worst days of the pandemic are behind us here in the United States, and that businesses and workers will be in pretty good shape thanks to massive government stimulus packages. He said the economy will be back very quickly, and he cheered efforts in some states to start reopening. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back-to-back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis, he was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
As coronavirus is still sickening and killing people around the world, U.S. government infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's learned of a possible deadly effect of contracting the virus.
Maybe there's another avenue of treatment of being able to block the secondary, often deadly effects of the virus.
Fauci says he's referring to thrombosis, which blocks blood vessels. He says while there's treatment for that, it's above and beyond simply just treating for the virus. Restaurant owners and customers in Georgia and Tennessee not rushing back, even though restaurants and diners are allowed to reopen now. A dining app that tracks data for restaurants says the number of seated diners at Georgia restaurants yesterday was still down 98% from last year. Former Vice President Joe Biden winning the Ohio presidential primary held yesterday. It was conducted entirely by mail with no in-person voting. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A NASCAR team owner wants to give back in the face of this pandemic, and here's more on the story from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
NASCAR team owner Richard Childress is auctioning off more than 50 years' worth of racing items to help coronavirus relief efforts, even parting with his number 3 Dale Earnhardt Jr. race car. Childress joins Fox News and explains why he's auctioning off all his NASCAR collectibles.
Was watching Fox and Friends a few weeks ago and seeing all the suffering in America, seeing people lined up to get food, and that should not be happening. I said, what can we do, what can I do in RCR to help make a difference in these people's lives? So I've put up like over 1,000 of our memorabilia pieces, and we auctioned them off on eBay, the eBay store. And I said, well, that's not enough. So I decided to auction off one of my prize pieces of Dale Earnhardt, the cars that I have. I have 44 of them, the original cars he drove. This car won Rockingham, and we're going to auction it off on Barrett Jackson online starting May the 8th. So we're trying our best to do our part to help out in this terrible, terrible thing this monster's put on us.
And forecasters say parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas could see severe weather today as a damaging squall line is headed that way. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.